A dispute over the role of the Alaska State Defense Force has been bubbling for some time, although recent changes in command at the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs has brought it to the foreground. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Alaska State Defense Force is the least known of the state's law enforcement agencies. The state militia was established by the Alaska Constitution, but times have changed, and according to Timothy Flannery, a Big Lake teacher and major in the ASDF, the force has been ordered to stand down, and some of its members are feeling snubbed.
Actually, that's a very good assessment. A lot of them don't feel appreciated for the time and effort, hours and years they put into it. They trained for a specific mission that many feel was dictated by statute, and now that mission's being changed, and as a result, it's dwindled from 350 or 400 people a few years ago down to about 100 or so now, from what I understand.
The members of the ASDF are uniformed, organized, pay for their own training, and are called upon in emergency situations to bolster local law enforcement. Flannery says they stand at the ready if earthquake or other disasters befall Alaska.
These are folks who just wanted to help out. God forbid there should ever be an emergency or some disaster. And they have helped out in the past at the Miller's Reach Fire and Willow Flood, Hooper's Bay Fire, and different things. And this is a mission that we trained for and joined for. And a lot of people are unhappy because they do not feel that the way things are going now, there'll be much of a mission for them.
The ASDF, when activated, serves as an additional state police force, which operates at the governor's discretion. The militia takes its orders from National Guard Brigadier General Thomas Katkus, who is at this time undergoing confirmation hearings for his appointment as Adjutant General of the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Governor Parnell appointed General Katkus to fill the vacancy left when Lieutenant General Craig Campbell was sworn in as Lieutenant Governor last year. In his new role, General Katkus commands the Alaska National Guard and oversees the Alaska Division of Homeland Security. He says the ASDF is a valuable asset.
So the real strength out of the State Defense Force isn't a specific operational capability, but rather their institutional knowledge and capability that they bring to bear through their experience, their dedication, and their desire to be involved.
But General Katkus says the force is not Police Standards Council certified.
Any portion of the militia ordered by the governor becomes an additional police force. But that doesn't mean that they are cops out there with guns and that's their primary duty. It depends on how they are tasked through the Adjutant General at the disaster.
And changing times means changing tasks. General Katkus says there has been no order to stand down, but changes within the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs may have caused misperceptions.
What I'm trying to do is try to figure out a way to fit the capabilities and the great attitude and the ready and reliable resource of the Alaska State Defense Force into this new paradigm of a changed response force.
General Katkus says active duty personnel have to move to different postures as different kinds of threats emerge. And since 9/11, civil support teams are needed, which are versed in technology, chemical, and high explosive issues, and that the work ahead involves developing defense forces which fall into response capabilities needed by the governor in the face of emergency. Flannery says there is a place for the defense force in its original role, despite the similar role of the National Guard.
Having people, local people in the communities who people know the territory, who literally are minutemen who can pick up their bags and their equipment and go at a very short notice to help out is a really important resource for the state of Alaska in terms of helping their communities.
Flannery tendered a request for retirement from the ASDF last week. He says the force, by statute, is meant to act as a police force in times of public emergencies. I'm Ellen Lockyer.